圣经上有两个教导，对于我来说是互相冲突的。
In the Bible, there's two kind of teaching that's kind of contradictory.
实际上对我来说是非常矛盾，让我非常的困惑的。
This is confusing me and it's quite contradictory to me.
我记得我刚信主的前后呢，我经常在教会听到这样的一个信息。
I remember when I first believed in Christ, I remember that I heard a couple of messages.
这个信息呢，就出自于马太福音11:28-30.
This message is coming from Matthew chapter 11:28-30.
这是耶稣说的话，他说凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
Jesus said this, come to me all you who are weary burdened, I will give you rest.
我就使你们得安息。
I will give you rest.
我心里柔和谦卑。
I am gentle and humble in heart.
你当负我的轭，学我的样式。
Take up my yokes and learn from me.
这样你们心里就必得安息。
That way your heart will be have rest.
因为我的轭是容易的。
Because my yoke is easy.
我的担子是轻省的。
My burden is light.
虽然我那个时候年轻，年少不知愁滋味。
Even though at that time I was young, I don't know what the taste of worry.
我自己生命中也没有太大的重担，我需要到神面前来得到解决。
I don't have much burden at that time. I need to present to God and have Him resolve for me.
但是我听到这样的信息，以及耶稣在圣经里面讲的这样的应许。
But I hear this message and all the promise from Jesus.
我那个时候总是觉得是的，哦，信主实在是不错的一件事。
At that time, oh, believing Christ is such a wonderful thing.
因为哪一天不知道我会出现人生的大问题。
Who knows? One day I will see you facing a difficulty in my life.
我就可以来到耶稣面前，我就保证一定得到安息。
When I can come before Christ, and I definitely will be relieved.
信耶稣跟随他的生活应该是容易，是舒服的。
Believe in Christ and follow Him should be easy and comfortable.
但是没想到我信主一段年日之后，我在教会里面听到另一个信息。
Who knows when I be baptized and become know about God and then and behold I listen to another message later on.
我发现在讲台上在讲了另一个信息。
On the pulpit there's a different message.
耶稣那个时候在马可福音、马太福音、路加福音、约翰福音都讲了同样的一个事情。他这样说
：Jesus in the Mark and Luke and John always say the same message. We say，
耶稣说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。
”Whoever come in with me, come to me, should be deny himself，
背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Bear his cross and follow me。
因为凡要救自己生命的必丧失生命。
For whoever wants to save their life will lose it.
凡为我和福音丧掉生命的必救了生命。
Whoever lose their life for me and for gospel will save it.
人就算赚得全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？
What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul?
人还拿什么换生命呢？
Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?
那个时候我越在教会里面学习，越看圣经，我发现大事不妙啊。
Well, the more I read, the more I stay in the church, the more I think something is not right.
我渐渐了解什么叫做十字架，我渐渐清楚十字架是怎么一回事。
Then I realized that what does the cross mean to me? What does the cross mean in real meaning?
我发现十字架不是单单项链上面的一个装饰品。
I found out that the cross itself is not a decoration, is not a jewelry to hang around your neck.
也不是一样东西或者一样图片让我能够联想到耶稣。
It's not a picture or icon that we can remember about Jesus.
十字架原来是一个死刑的工具。
Actually, the cross is a device for execution.
是罗马人为下等人重刑犯特定的一个非常残酷的刑罚。
It's set up by Roman to the criminal who had did a hideous crime.
被判十字架刑罚的人会被扒光衣服。
The people who were sent to crucifixion will be take out the clothing will be take out.
他全身裸露。
The whole body will be stripped naked.
然后他的手跟脚会用被用大钉子钉在柱子上。
The arms and leg will be nailed on the cross.
然后在众目睽睽的大庭广众下，把这个杆子拉起来，他就挂在上面。
And in front of everybody in the public places that he was hang up publicly, this place publicly.
他的全身重量就靠了三根大钉子支撑着。
The whole body was bare up on three nails.
犯人因为他手跟脚上的钉子的伤口，他就渐渐的流血而亡。
Criminal, because of the nail on the hands, then slowly bleed to death.
但是最恐怖的是
，the most terrifying is，
这个被钉在杆子上的人，他一时半刻还死不了。
This person who hang up the cross doesn't die within an hour and 2 hours.
如果他身体还不错的话
，if his body is good，
他甚至可以拖个几天才死。
He will last for a couple days.
大家可以想象那个被大庭广众被钉在杆子上的那种情况吗？
You can imagine what happened if this person been hang up in front of the public.
他的身体因为肌肉的拉扯非常痛苦。
Because of the muscle being pulled, is really suffering, is in pain.
他呼吸困难。
Difficult breathing.
他又经日晒雨淋。
The sun shining on him and the rain on him.
黑夜的寒冷。
The darkness and the nighttime's coldness.
那个时候因为流出的血，很多的蚊蝇就飞绕他在旁边，开始叮他。
Because of the blood that he shed, a lot of mosquito, a lot of insect crawling around him.
那个时候经历这样的身心煎熬。
At that moment, you suffering this kind of crucifixion.
这样的刑罚的目的不单单只是为了要折磨在上面的重刑犯。
The purpose of this is not only to torture the criminal on the cross.
他主要的目的还要喝阻当时的社会。
The main idea is to be a deterrent to the society at that time.
谁敢抵抗罗马的法律，下场就是如此。
Who will go against the Roman law and govern? The result will be like this.
而这个犯人在被钉十字架之前，他需要做一件事情。
And then also the criminal before the nail on the cross, if one thing he had to do,
就是当他从牢房出来的时候，他必须要背上他自己的十字架。那个十字架大概有300磅的重量。
From the prison cell up to the execution place, he had to bear the cross. The cross was roughly around 300 pounds, one cross.
然后他从牢房一直走到刑场。
He had to bear this cross from the jail into the execution place.
让众人观看。
Everybody would see it.
当犯人在扛下十字架的那一刹那。
When the prisoner...A criminal first lay on the cross on his back.
他所将要面对的没有任何其他事情，只有一样事情，就是死。
Nothing he would face in this world, only one thing, death.
当他背负这个沉重十字架的时候，这是一个绝望的过程。
When he bear on this cross, this is a hopeless journey.
我猜想这个犯人他情愿把自己身体的所有精力都耗在背十字架的这条路上。
I guess it's that this prisoner may rather die of exhaustion due to bearing this cross.
因为总比在十字架上慢慢被折磨死来的好。
Because it's better than dying exhaustion than the nail on the cross, slowly dying suffering on the cross.
对他来说，这世界上什么东西都没有，他拥有的东西都不见了，都没有了。
Whatever he has on this world, he had nothing.
他唯一有的就是十字架。
The only thing he had possession is his cross.
然后耶稣居然在这边说：“若要跟从我，就要背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
And in this moment, Jesus said to us, "Whoever would like to become a disciple must take up the cross and follow me."
这是不是太极端了？
Is this too extreme?
太不可思议了。
Is it difficult to understand?
有人做得到吗？
Anyone can do it?
难道我要真的对耶稣这句话认真吗？还是说，哎，我们不要太认真了？
should we really acknowledge these words as real, or we should just say it's maybe not so true?
但是前面耶稣不是说来到我这里你就得安息吗？我的轭是容易的吗？
Before that,
我的担子是轻省的吗？
Before that, in Jesus come to say, as I come, come, my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
来嘛，来嘛，来嘛。
Come, come.
然后在这边说，对不起，你要跟从我，你要做我的学生的话，你要背十字架。
And then later on, come to me, but yet you have to bear up the cross first.
那耶稣说，你当负我的轭，再回去来说，到底什么意思呢？什么叫负耶稣的轭呢
？So what's the meaning when Jesus saying that bear up my yoke?
原来轭是一个木质的一个农具。
Actually, yoke is actually wooden tool for farming.
它是跟着一个牛背的形状弧度所磨成的。
They form against the back of the cattle.
它是套在两头牛的肩背上面的一个木架。
It is a wooden structure instrument tool that put on the cattle's back on the shoulder.
这个木架的中间，也就是两头牛的中间，后面拖着一个大锄头。
There's a wooden between those the yoke. There's a wooden beam that connected to the back and a heavy plow connected to it.
当两头牛背着这个轭一起往前行的时候。
When two cattle and wearing this yoke and walk in front, going forward,
这个后面的锄头就把这个地给松开了。
So the plow will plow the ground, open up the land.
那个时候，农夫往往就先把一只老练的牛放在一边，然后旁边放一只年轻的牛。
Usually the farmer put a much more experienced cattle on one side and then the younger one on the other side.
让年轻的牛在旁边去跟着有经验的牛一起去犁田。
The younger inexperienced one would be connected with the older with the experienced one would come together, they would farm the land.
那真正犁田的负担还是在那只有经验的牛身上。
The main responsibility still lie upon the old experiencing cattle.
而在耶稣的那个时代
and during the time of Jesus' time,
那边有一个特别的背景
there's some history.
因为当一个非常智慧有名气的犹太老师
and when is one famous and filled with wisdom, famous rabbi,
因为他对圣经有特别的洞察力和解释
because he due to the scripture, he had insight and an understanding.
有很多人会想跟随他，去从他那边学到人生的道理。
A lot of people would like to follow him, become his pupil.
他想做他的门徒，让这个老师做他的师父。
They would like to become his pupil, and then this would be their teacher.
以当时犹太人的用语来说，夫子对人生的教导和圣经的解释就是一种恶。
At that time, there's a phrase is saying that whatever this rabbi, the insight and the teaching of the scripture, it will be like a yoke.
而越有名的老师，他的教导可能就越难。
The most famous one, their teaching will be a lot more difficult to understand.
而且他的教导也非常的深奥。
Is really deep and profound too.
如果有人有幸被这个夫子选中做他的门徒的时候
，If anyone will be lucky enough to be black to be picked become a pupil,
这个学生从此就开始要负这个恶夫子的恶了。
So therefore, this pupil from then on will be put on the yoke from this rabbi.
我的大儿子刚刚进研究所不久。
My oldest son going to
graduate school, graduate school,
not too long ago.
我就问他，哎，你找到你的指导教授没有
？So I asked him, "Do you find an advisor yet?"
啊，他说我找到了。
Yes, I did find one.
哎，我就问他，哎，新生那么多，你到底是你找教授还是教授找你啊
？So many new students. So how do you find one? Did the advisor, the professor find you, or you find the professor?
啊，他说实际上是一个配对的过程。
Actually, it's a pairing time. Pairing
他说学习一开始的时候呢，所有的学生跟教授呢，他们一起有一个非正式一个 party.
Well, in the beginning of the semester, the student and the professor will have a party.
每一个教授就开始讲述他们自己所做的研究。
Every professor would talk about what he's studying, what he's doing research on.
有一些教授他做的所做的研究呢是非常新颖的，是走在时代尖端的。
Some professor when they do the research is really new technology is right at the edge of new edge technology.
然后有的教授所做的东西是非常有意思的。
Some professor do some research really have some meaning, meaningful.
如果学生对某一些老师他所做的研究有兴趣的话。
If some student would like to interesting about the professor research,
他们就要在现实的时间内呢开始去追求老师。
And then they have a set amount of time to chasing about this professor.
他们把自己过去的成绩和现在最好的表现给老师看。
So he will present the professor his past grade and what he can do to impress this professor.
希望他们能够被老师青睐并且被收留。
So they wish that this professor would pick him to become pick him as his pupil.
我的大儿子就被其中一个老师所做的研究深深的被吸引了。
My oldest son, because of a certain professor, what the research is attracted to him.
那个老师做的研究就是能够研发一种药膏，能够使伤疤消失。
The professor is doing research is how to develop a cream that would make the scar disappear.
如果我的大儿子被这个教授收留的话，
If my older son being accepted by this professor,
根据耶稣那个时代的用语，他就是愿意负这个教授的轭了。
Yeah, using the Jesus time, the phrase, he will take up this professor's yoke.
今后这几年，天天下定决心跟随他，听他的话，学习他的样式。
Then from the next couple years, every day he will follow him, follow her, and then listen to her, and then from listen to her, the way she do research.
是的，当耶稣说负我的轭，学我的样式的时候。
Yes, when Jesus say, bear my yoke, follow me.
不论是从哪一种角度去看。
No matter what point of view you look into it,
耶稣都在对众人做出一个邀请。
Jesus is giving a request to everybody.
他在邀请人来跟随他。
To request everybody to follow him.
而背十字架也是告诉人家你要跟随我要付的代价。
Bear of the cross is one of the costs that you have to pay.When you follow Christ,
背十字架跟负轭都在讲跟从耶稣的道路。
This is to bear the cross and follow Christ, and the same yoke is the same is the role of following Christ.
那到底跟耶稣是难还是容易呢？
So actually, is it difficult or easy to follow Christ?
一方面，耶稣说他的轭是容易的，还可以得到安息。
In one point, that Jesus saying that my yoke is easy, you can have comfort and peace.
但是他另一方面又说跟从他的要背起十字架。
And in the other way, another saying is that he said that follow me, you have to bear up the cross.
十字架不是痛苦难耐的吗？
Bear up the cross is difficult and painful.
你们觉得呢？
What do you think?
还是只有我一个人觉得十字架很难？
Only me that myself think that the bear of the cross is difficult.
哎，我那时候做基督徒到那个时候，我发，糟糕，我被骗了。
At that point, I thought, oh my goodness, become a Christian, I've been cheated.
哎，我前面被吸引来跟随耶稣，要跟从他。
In the past, in the beginning, I was be attracted to follow him.
好像有一个广告，他说学费免费，请来跟从我。
It is just an advertisement saying that free tuition, just follow me.
而且你跟从我，你保证得安息。
And then not only that, you follow me, and definitely you will have peace and comfort.
我就很高兴，我去注册了。没想到我收到注册单子的时候，底下还有一个小字。
Though I go register, and then lo and behold, when I register, there's a fine line underneath.
代价只有一样，就是要你的命。
The cost is only one thing, your life.
而台湾现在流行一句话。
In Taiwan, there's a they like to say they have this one saying.
不要钱的最贵。
Don't cost many money is the most expensive.
马云也说过一句话。
Jack Ma say one thing.
免费的最贵。
Whatever free is the most expensive.
哎，我是不是被福音给骗了？
Am I being cheated because of gospel?
但是我发现马太福音中耶稣明明是先讲十字架的道路，然后再讲他的恶是容易的。
In the Bible, in Matthew say, it talk about the role of cross, and then talk about the yoke is easy.
耶稣没有欺哄任何的人。
Jesus didn't cheat anybody.
是我自己信主以前没好好看圣经，怪谁呢？
Because I didn't even really read the Bible. Who can blame to?
那耶稣在马太福音里面教导的次序，很明显的没有意思要误导任何的人来跟随他。
In the Matthew didn't misleading anybody to follow Christ.
他并不是说要大家入门之后，然后我再逼死你。
It's not like you coming into my door and then you will use it to death. Use it to death.
但是这个南辕北辙的教导，我要如何协调这两个讲述呢？
However, in this diametrical teaching, how are we going to resolve this?
难道背十字架的道路是容易的吗？
Is it easy to bear the cross?
难道只有我一个人觉得做基督徒越久越难吗？
Is it only me that I feel like the more Christian, the more longer year I be Christian, the more difficult it is?
我想在做不少是基督徒，你觉得基督徒做到最后简单吗？
Well, I ask you, do you think it's simple to become a Christian?
我一直在寻找这个答案。
I keep on looking for the answer.
因为我非常清楚，我真的要经过十字架道路，这条路太难了。
I know that when I go through the road of the cross, this road is so difficult.
因为十字架代表身心的痛苦还有压力。
Because the cross not only represents the body, the suffering, but also the burden in our heart.
因为这条路是没有尊严，被人家咒骂，被人家嘲弄的。
Because in this road, there's no dignity. People will curse you. People will say things to you. To you.
这是一条非常孤单而且走向刑场的道路。
This is a lonely road that you're going to become going to a place of execution.
这条路可能被受误解，可能被冤枉，可能被无理的指控。
This road will be filled with misunderstanding and then a false accusation.
而我前面的最终目标结果是死。
Then at the end of it, my final goal is.To die.
我们中国人常说好死不如歹活。
And the Chinese saying is that the good death is better than living badly.
但是问题是背十字架不是只是一个歹活而已。
But you understand that the bearing up the cross is not only living badly.
而是慢慢的经历煎熬然后磨死。
It is actually slowly suffering being cooked.
我也知道我自己里面充满了一些不好的个性。
And I know that inside me, I have a lot of bad character.
我也应该经过十字架去把它消灭掉。
I know that I have to go through cross to get rid of it.
我也尝试尽我的力量去禁欲，去否认自己。
And I use a lot of ways to self-denial myself.
我也操练自责，你们有没有操练过这种事情啊？我就是晚上读经的时候，我开始说周君这里不好那里不好，我就自责一直，然后列出来啊，这样不好，这样这个不好。
I do a lot of self-disciplining and then reading a Bible at night time and then a lot of things tell myself this is not good, I'm not good in this, I'm doing this.
结果发现这条路又痛苦而且是徒劳。
And I find out that this role is a difficulty and then no gain at all.
我发现硬凭着自己的努力去背十字架，我还是走不下去。
But I find out that the more using my strength to bear this cross, the more I find out I couldn't go on any longer.
因为当我发现我哪里要去克制它，要去改进它的时候，我那一方面就变成非常的活跃。
The more I try to stop certain bad habit, the more I find out that that is come alive again.
然后我觉得，是不是只有我一个人有问题啊？
Then I ask myself, is it only me and myself having this problem?
然后我马上去看圣经，看看人家怎么背十字架。
Then I quickly look at the Bible and then ask to see other people how they bear the cross.
你知道我看完之后好高兴。
Do you know that when I finish reading it, I'm really happy?
因为耶稣的门徒没有一个人可以承受十字架。
Because I found out that all the disciples cannot bear the cross.
耶稣在病快被钉死之前，所有的门徒跑都跑光了。
There before Christ nailed on the cross, all the disciples left him.
那门徒还是耶稣自己选的。
All the disciples deserted him, and this disciple is picked by Jesus.
虽然这是很悲哀的故事。
This is a really sad story.
但是因为他们的放弃。
Because they give up.
我突然觉得我也不太差
，So I found out that I'm not so bad at all.
门徒背不了，那我背不了也非常合理。
Oh, this disciple cannot bear this cross, so I cannot bear this cross. It's okay.
但是非常奇妙的是
，But something is wonderful.
但是当耶稣被钉死在十字架之后
，But when Christ, after Christ nailed it on the cross.
他们的门徒反然变成视死如归，义无反顾的敢为耶稣牺牲生命，背上他们的十字架。
And then find out that this changed the disciples. They are not afraid of death. They're willing to die and bear on this cross.
到底为什么
？Why？
我发现了一个关键。
I find out one crux of the matter.
门徒之所以后来可以背起十字架
，The reason the Christian the disciple able to bear this the cross，
因为耶稣复活了
，Because Jesus resurrect。
他们前面的十字架跟后来的十字架是不一样的十字架。
The cross in the past and the cross after Jesus resurrection is different。
现在的十字架带有耶稣复活的生命。
The cross right now is carried the resurrection life of Jesus Christ.
那个背的人就不一样了。
The people who bear this cross is different.
所有背十字架的门徒，他们都有一个惊人的一个认知。
And all the disciples who bear this cross had an understanding.
就是在加拉太书里面所说的。
Is in the Galatians.
他们的认知是什么呢
？What's their understanding？
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I've been crucified with Christ。
现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
But no longer I no longer live, but Christ lives in me。
这些门徒所发现的一个惊人认知是，这件事情已经发生了。
The disciple find out this incredible.Insight. This already happened.
就是说我已经死了。
This is that I already dead.
这是一个过去完成式。
This is the past tense.
我不需要再去面对十字架上的钉死。
No longer I have to face the death on the cross.
只要知道认知我们已经死了。
So I have to acknowledge we already dead already.
耶稣在十字架上的死已经包含了我们的死。
The death of Christ on the cross already include us, our death.
这是历史，这是一次性的。
This is a past tense. This is already done.
现在十字架的终点不是死亡了。
So the goal of the cross is no longer death.
因为我们已经与耶稣同钉十字架
because we are because it's already nailed on the cross with Christ, we already dead already.
因此背十字架不再是用消极的态度以及悲观的心态走向哥哥他的刑场。
So no longer we are using a pessimistic attitude toward this bearing of the cross going to the Golgotha's execution place.
更是带着耶稣复活的大能，乐观的走出哥哥他。
But rather than we have the optimistic point of view and walk with Jesus, with the life of Jesus, go out of Golgotha.
我们老旧的生命的死和基督的复活的生命是一个历史。
Our old life and the new life is the history.
是一个法律的事实，已经成就了。
It is already past. It's already established fact.
因为在加拉太书五章二十四节说得非常清楚，凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲，同钉在十字架上了。
Because this is a fact, it's a past already. Because in Galatians chapter 5:24 say that those who belong to Christ, Jesus Christ, had crucified the flesh with his passion and desire.
我们往往不自知、不觉得，也忘记了。
We sometimes don't even realize that we forget.
但是当我们定睛看十字架的时候
，But when we turn our eye toward the cross.
再一次提醒这件历史的事实。
When once again we remind us, this is a historical fact.
但是大家会觉得这个事实好像跟我主观的经历好像没有太大关系。
However, some of us have this historic fact, and our right now our how we go on in our life is totally different.
容我用自己移民到美国来做一个例子。
Let us give us an example about my immigration to the United States.
我在这边并不是说我们过去移民来的国家与美国相比是好还是不好。
I'm not comparing two countries whether good or bad.
而是用这个例子来表明我们身份转换的一个觉醒。
But actually, this is give us an insight to how we change our point of view of ourselves.
当我取消台湾户籍，取得美国公民权的那一刹那，那一天起
，When I cancel my Taiwan citizenship and then take up my American citizenship, that moment，
台湾的法律再也与我无关了。
The law and govern that Taiwan no longer related to me。
不论我多么习惯或者怀念过去
，Doesn't matter how I think and how I。Reminiscence the past.
对于台湾以及台湾政府来说，我已经不存在了。
To Taiwan, the Taiwan government, I'm no longer exist.
我也不需要去注意或担心那边的法律或者那边法律的更改。
I'm no longer required to worry about that the law and govern the policy over there in Taiwan.
不论现在我周遭多少人，或者甚至我自己，或者所有的美国人认为我是台湾人。
Doesn't matter how many people here or Americans think that I'm from Taiwanese.
但是在法律上来说，我是美国人。
But under the law, I'm right now the U.S. citizen.
这是一个事实。
This is a reality and fact.
我必须要知道。
I should be knowing about this.
保罗在罗马书六章六节告诉我们
Paul in Romans chapter 6:6 remind us
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架使罪身灭绝
For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin may be done with away with it
叫我们不再做罪的奴仆
We no longer become a slave to sin
我怎么能够不做罪的奴仆
？How can we not be the slave to sin？
知道
，understanding，
知道什么
？Knowing what？
我的旧人已经与耶稣同钉十字架。
My old self is already nailed on the cross with Christ。
如果是这样子
，If this is so。
如果我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架
，If our old self already nailed the cross with Jesus Christ，
为什么耶稣还要我们背十字架呢
？But why then Jesus want us to bear on the cross？
让我再用一个移民的例子来说明。
Let us use this immigration example to talk about this。
试着与法律上来说，我老早已经不是中华民国的国民了。
According to the law and rule, I'm no longer belong to Taiwan.
但是我依然吃中国菜。
I'm still eating Chinese food.
我依然说中国话。
I speak in Chinese.
我依然用中国文化的价值观和儒家思想来做我的生活上面所有的应对。
I'm still using a Chinese custom, Chinese value system, and then Confucius thinking to become an American citizen, American.
我用中国所有的一切在美国做美国人。
I'm using everything from China, but I'm here become an American.
因此，往往法律上的成效的开始和我主观经历上的感受，有的时候是有时间上的差距的。
So the moment of the I really become a citizen, and then the moment of realization I'm a Chinese, there's a quite distance.
今天如果你我在两岸三地那边还有房子还有存款的话
，If today you may within two coasts you may have some kind of building or some kind of saving there.
那边的法律更牵制了你的心。
So the law regulation will be controlling you.
亲情财产在原来的地方越多，那边的一切就越掌握你的心。
There is a friendship relationship. The money over there is the over the sea is more. Then more will be controlling your heart.
我们自我认知对于我们的身份就离不开原来就有的体制。
So our understanding to ourselves, who we are, cannot be away from the original country where we come from.
我们乃是用双重身份来做美国人。
We are using dual citizenship to become Americans.
十字架乃是提醒我们，我们现在在灵里真正的地位和身份到底在哪。
The cross is remind us is of how who we are in a spiritual world. What kind of citizenship?We are at this moment.
基督徒的救人虽然在法律上，在一个灵界的事实上已经被定死了。
Christians, the old selves already die and nailed on the cross based on the law.
但是我们救人的习性时时常常使基督徒忽略也忘记，我们是在基督里已经是一个新造的人，这一个身份。
But also, sometimes we forgot that we are already Christians. We are a new person in Christ.
我们还藕断丝连地活在旧人里面。
We cannot separate from the old self.
我记得我刚到美国的时候。
I remember when I first come to the United States.
哦，用钱是一个非常头痛的事情。
Using money is really hectic for me. It's a headache for me.
因为我看到什么价钱，我都先做一样事情。
But when I see anything that I first, anything I would like to buy, I see one thing first.
做什么事
？I think about one thing first. What do I think about?
换算成新台币嘛。
I got translated into the new Taiwanese value.
然后我在想要不要去买这个东西嘛。
Then I think about should I buy these things.
我后来发现中国人在美国数学很棒，不是没有原因的。
I found that Chinese is so good in math. It's not that's the reason for it.
因为天天到外面看任何的东西，它都乘以30.75。
But every day you have to see the stuff you had to multiply by 30.75.
或者说乘以6.21
or multiply 6.21
或者乘以7.75
or multiply by 7.75
大家知道7.75是什么吗
Do you know what's 7.75
港币啊、
and that's
港币换美金啊
Hong Kong transfer to China, US dollar
大家可知道什么时候开始我再也不做这样的换算了吗
Do you know when I stopped doing this kind of between two kind of money system, I stopped doing that.
这是一个非常非常重要的关键。
This is a really, really critical moment.
大家在这边有一段年日，你知道，你记得你什么时候开始再也不做这个换算了吗？
Do you know that when you start thinking about different kind of dollar, Taiwanese dollar and US dollar?
就是当我在这边第一天打工赚到美金开始，我再也不用新台币来做换算了。
This is the first day I earned the US dollar. Then I start thinking about the Taiwanese dollar.
当我们还用旧有的国家的环境作为我们一切资金的来源的时候
，When we using the old country, the value system, and the funding, the using is the value system that
我们就会不停的在换算。
We will continue to calculate between those two dollars.
但是当我的依靠和资源的源头改变的时候
，But when I try the fund, the support would change at that moment. The moment when the funding, the source changed.
我一切的价值观都变了。
My value system changed.
当我们切实知道我们是在基督里。
When we really realize that we are in Christ.
我们有他的新生命。
We have his new life.
我们有一切属灵的资源。
We have all the resources from spiritual resources from him.
不单单一切都是恩典。
Not only everything is grace.
而且已经有了。
It's already have.
我们可以去支取了。
We can withdraw from it.
我们很自然的就成为神国里的人了。
We have naturally become the children of God.
我们很自然会为神国付上。
We will naturally will give up tithing ourselves.
我们基督徒很多时候经历一些很多不必要的挣扎。
Our Christians sometimes we go through a struggle that is wasting our time.
是因为我们用老旧的生命来想过教会的生活。
Because we're using our old life to live up the current church life.
我强行压制自己原有的个性来符合圣经的教导。
We force ourselves to live a life according to the Bible.
我想克制自己来做圣洁的生活。
We force ourselves to live a holy life.
结果用尽力气换来的只是突然痛苦。
We use our strength, the only we return is pain.
我们忘记基督已经在十字架为我们成就了一切。
We forget that Jesus Christ already accomplished everything on the cross.
我们只要在他里面用这个新的生命来跟随他就好了。
We only have to do is that in him using this new life to follow him.
我发现一件事情。
I find out one thing.
神从来不会要求我们活出来我们自己所没有的东西。
God would never ask us to live something that we don't have inside of us.
他已经先给我们新的东西。
He already gave us something new.
我们可以成为我们的依靠。
Because something that we can rely on.
我们真正的大问题是有了新的东西还不肯放下旧的东西才是真正的问题的症结。
The main problem is that we have the new and newness, new things in us, but we're not willing to lay down the old things.
我们并不是说先对人家有恩典，然后才得到天父的恩典。
No, not that we have to give people grace.In order to get God's grace,
我们乃是已经得到神的恩典了。
Is that we already have God's grace?
在马太福音十八章里面，如果大家还记得的话，里面耶稣讲的一个比喻是有关一个王以一个仆以及一个仆人的比喻。那个仆人欠了王很多很多的钱。
In Matthew chapter 18, they talk about a parable that Jesus gave. They talk about a servant and a king.And the king and servant have a lot of debt to the king.
然后那个王因为这个仆人还不出钱，觉得他很可怜，他就赦免他非常非常重的债。
So in this, because the king see that the servant cannot repay all the debt, so therefore the king cancel all the debt.
结果这个仆人一出去，发现人家欠他几毛钱，就很生气，想要把另一个欠他的人把他打他，然后关到牢里。
And then this servant after this and go out and when see somebody still only a couple dollars, he hit him and then put the other person in jail.
这个王是先免了仆人的重债。
This king first forgiveThe death of this servant.
因此他才生气这个仆人后来没有能够善待欠这个仆人债的人。
So that he got mad because this person didn't learn how to forgive other people's debt.
神从来没有要求我们去做自己没有的事。
God never requires to do something that we don't have in us.
那什么叫背十字架呢？
So what is bearing the cross?
背十字架就是能够看清也恨恶自己老旧生命里面的那些肮脏。
The bearing of cross is that really look at ourselves and really hate ourselves, the old self in us.
并且认知一件事情，就是那个生命已经死了。
In order also acknowledge that the old this life is dead or die already.
那个罪，那个控制我们以前救人的那个权势，已经不再是我的主人了。
The sin no longer is my master.
然后背十字架就是代表愿意舍己，为了耶稣失掉旧有的生命。
Bearing the cross is also take on the life that God given to us and lay down our old life ourselves.
这个并不是说我们将来就没有自我了。
It's not saying that we no longer have ourselves.
如果完全没有自我，那我们整个人生就变成空白了，那已经没有存在的意义了。
If no us, we don't have ourselves, then our life will be blank.
主要是说要明白自己属于世界的那一些方面呢，已经死了。
We have to understand that whatever belongs to the world already died.
然后我们要放掉以及放弃他们的牵制。
We're willing to drop whatever they controlling us.
那些属于世界的，就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
So whatever belongs to the world is the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and pride of life.
神不是要我们这个人变成没有。
God doesn't want us to become nothing.
如果大家还记得使徒彼得，他跟随主之后，他依然在补。
And you can again remember that the disciple Peter, when after following Christ, he still fish.
但是他再也不捕鱼了，他乃是捕人呐。
He no longer catch fish, but also catch man.Fishman.
保罗他依然在教学。
Paul still teach.
但是有了十字架以后，他在教基督生命的道理。
But after the cross, after have to know about the cross, he teach about the teaching of Christ.
背十字架是一个心态的一个转变。
Bearing the cross is the change of our heart.
如果我们说神的话是我们的粮食的话，
If we know that God's word is our meal, our
food, 我们就可以说背十字架是我们一天出发前的整装。
So bear our cross is the first thing that we have put on.
如果我们已经在一天出发之前，我们发现我自己已经死了。
But first day, when the first day we get up, and then first thing we find out that we already die.
我们还有什么可顾虑的？
So what we worry about?
怕被羞辱吗？
Is it disgrace?
我已经死了。
Already dead already.
我还担心心里受伤吗？
I still worry about my heart being hurt.
那个人已经死了。
That person already dead already.
我们还顾面子吗？
I still worry about face.
那个人已经死了。
The person is dead already.
要记得背十字架不是钉十字架。
So bear the cross is different from nail on the cross.
神不是要我们钉十字架，不是要我们一直杀死自己。
God doesn't want us to nail on the cross and keep on killing ourselves.
因为钉十字架的工作已经结束，已经完成了。
Because the crucifixion, the nail on the cross is already done.
背十字架是提醒我们，我们那个旧有的对我们已经毫无益处、毫无用处了。
Bearing the cross is remind us the old selves are already useless to us.
已经死掉了。
Already dead already.
现在活的不再是我。
Now no longer live as I am.
乃是有得胜的基督在我们里面活着。
But because of Christ living us.
大家兴奋不兴奋？
Are you excited about it or not?
这是一个事实。
This is the reality.
得胜的基督在我们里面活着，帮我们度过每一天。
The living Christ is living us, is helping us to go through everyday life.
十字架是帮助我们对旧有的生命绝望。
The cross is give us the ability to lay away, put away our old self.
让我们放弃对老我的依靠。
So that we can give up the reliance of the old self.
单纯的信靠天父就战胜复杂的人生。
Only to rely on the Heavenly Father so that we can go through complexity of this life.
谦卑就被提升。
Humble, you'll be rise up.
原谅就被原谅。
You forgive, then you'll be forgiven.
赦免就被赦免。奉献就超越金钱的束缚。
So that when you do tithing, you take escape the bondage of the money.
当耶稣说要我们背起十字架的时候，他不是要我们去做什么事情。
When Jesus tells us to bear on the cross, he does not tell us to do something.
他乃是要得着我们这个人。
He has wanted to get hold of us.
因为十字架有如金银的熬炼，熬陶土的火燎。
It's like the bearing cross is like a refining.
它主要是经过这个程序，让我们除去生命中的杂质，凸显现在新的这个性质。
It's like a refining fire to get away the dirt or the unwanted stuff in our life.
背十字架，当我们看到十字架的时候，我们看见一件事情。
When we bear on the cross, we see one thing.
这个十字架乃是神借着这个木架告诉我们一件事情。
This is that God using these two pieces of wood to tell us one thing.
我爱你。
I love you.
我为你付了代价。
I give up a lot for you.
这是爱的印记。
This is a knowledge of love.
我们要天天背起十字架被提醒。
We have to bear on the cross to remind ourselves.
基督徒生命成长的道路是因着信以至于信。
The role of the cross, the role of this cross is start with faith and continue with faith.
你相信耶稣是神的儿子，已经为你死了。
This, you have faith that God, Jesus Christ, is the Son of God and died on the cross for you.
你相信这个死，你自己的老我的死已经成就了。
You have faith, you believe that the old self already died.
以至于相信我们现在就有基督的新的生命。
You also believe that right now we have a new life in us.
背十字架是一个天天的操练。
Bearing the cross is an everyday practice.
耶稣说你要天天背起我的十字架来，你的十字架来跟从我。
Jesus Christ said, daily you bear my cross.
什么是天天
啊？ What do you mean by every day?
天天就是天天了。
Every day, daily, every day.
我天天戴眼镜，知道吗？
Do you know that every day I wear my glasses?
因为我起床第一件事情没有别的，就是先找眼镜。
Because when I get up from my bed, the first thing I do is get my glasses.
因为没有眼镜我不能活。
Because without glasses I cannot live.
有一次我儿子起床迟了，他叫我开车去送他到学校。
One day, my son asked me to drive him to school, but it was.
我刚刚还在床上，我就跑到车上准备开车送他。
So quickly, I get up and go to the car and pick drive him to the school.
然后我想，哎呀，反正学校很近，我没戴眼镜应该没关系吧。
It's okay, the school is so close. I didn't have my glasses at that time. I said,
然后我这个启动一往后一看，哇，全花的，什么都看不见。
So when I turn around and see everything is so fuzzy, I cannot see anything.
赶快跑回家再拿眼镜。
And quickly go back home and get my glasses.
多少时候我们自己闯了祸，伤了人，伤了自己，羞辱了神的名，不就是忘记背起自己十字架吗？
Do you know that a lot of time we get into troubles and hurt ourselves, hurt other people? And disgrace of God's name because we did not bear the cross.
因为没背十字架，就让自我中心的老我开始作祟，开始引导我这一天的生活吗？
Because you didn't bear the cross, is that keep then the, our old selves keep on coming back up again.
没有十字架的基督徒是非常可怕的。
It's horrible Christians without a cross.
因为基督徒会觉得，反正我已经能够上天堂了。
It's terrible because the Christian would think that he will have an everlasting life.
做错事，待会忏悔一下就了了。
Do something wrong, oh, just feel sorry for a little bit.
但是我们天天一早开始背起十字架的时候
，But every day we bear on the cross,
我们老我的习性就被点出来了。
Our old selves, the bad habit will be pointed out.
我们就被提醒要跟他隔绝，要放弃他。
So we remind ourselves that we have to separate from it.
天天背起十字架，我们就天天依靠十字架来活。
Every day bear on the cross, and every day we rely on the cross to live.
旧的渐渐消失，新的渐渐成长。
The old will slowly go away, and every day the new will come, will grow.
耶稣说，天天是指这个认知跟主观的活出。 不是一刹那间的结果。
When Jesus says that every day is not telling us is that this realization and this practice is not only can accomplish in one day.
那是慢慢慢慢长进的。
It's slowly, gradually, getting big.
十字架是我们的必须，是我们的依靠，也是我们的荣耀。
Cross is our glory, our comfort.
耶稣的教导是带我们引向平安。
The teaching of Jesus Christ is lead us to peace and rest.
不是在肉体上的停止不动。
But not telling us to stop in our body,
而是心灵上的一个祥和。
It's a peace in our heart.
看你今天决定是让旧有的生命来主导你呢？
Do you look at it? You're using your old self to direct you?
还是让复活的生命呢，来带你来活，带你来翱翔
？Or is directed by the resurrection life?
一个植物，你只要给它阳光雨水，你挡不住它的成长的。
It's a plant. If you only give him rain and water, rain and sunshine, you cannot stop his growth.
十字架就是制造新生命可以长大的一个环境。
The cross is a create an environment that the new life can grow.
让我们一起背起十字架。
Let us bear the cross daily.
来跟从我们的主耶稣。
So we follow the Lord Jesus Christ.